The CDC, which of course stands for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, deals with some pretty dangerous substances and biological agents. With little margin for error when dangerous chemicals and pathogens are involved, the CDC has now commented on an investigation led by the U.S. Department of Agriculture where anthrax was found in unlocked refrigerators, in unsecured hallways, cases of missing containers of anthrax that had to be tracked down by USDA inspectors. In addition, this month, CDC workers shipped a potentially deadly strain of avian influenza to a USDA research lab. Here's CDC spokesman Tom Skinner speaking to Georgia Public Broadcasting about a possible culture of laxness in safety recommendations.
It can lead to sort of a sense of complacency that, you know, I know what I'm doing. I do it so much that I really can't make mistakes. And that's just the wrong attitude to have.
From Atlanta, we're joined by Gene Bonner, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Is the CDC on the defensive here, Gene?
Well, I think their reaction is quite interesting because I think they are so shocked by these incidents that they are really doing some soul searching. And on Friday, the director, Tom Frieden, held a long media call and said the incidents call into the entire culture of safety at CDC. So I think that they're really taking this quite seriously.
So this is almost like a NASA-style come-to-Jesus moment here about a major lapse in security regarding anthrax and avian flu.
Absolutely. You played the soundbite from the CDC spokesman, Tom Skinner, and I have to admit I was a little surprised to hear what he had to say, to even use that word complacency. And we're talking about extremely accomplished scientists, but what they're saying is, yeah, perhaps these scientists are a bit in the comfort zone of thinking, well, I'm an eminent scientist. I don't need to follow these procedures.
Gene, what do we know what happened exactly in these two separate cases, the live anthrax case and the one involving a strain of the avian flu?
So in the event of the anthrax sample, that's the incident that we know activity began on June 5th. And so basically there's ongoing research having to do with anthrax and a whole host of other highly infectious materials. But in the case of the anthrax, basically a sample was being prepared by one lab and it was going to be transferred to another lab. And these labs have different levels of sort of biosafety clearance, for lack of a better phrase. And this one anthrax sample, an extract was being prepared by scientists. And the particular lab used a different procedure than maybe sort of the standard procedure. And the concern is that procedure may not have properly inactivated the anthrax samples so that they were still infectious. In the aftermath of discovering this incident, they've done a review. They continue to do reviews, and they've found that, in addition to the incident, anthrax is stored in some cases in unlocked refrigerators, in hallways where any employee might pass by. And in fact, the key to the refrigerator was found in the lock. That's the anthrax incident.
And with the avian flu case?
In terms of the avian flu strain being crossed with a relatively benign flu sample, they're still investigating that. And that, while they've just disclosed it, it actually occurred in March. Basically, one strain of benign flu was crossed with a strain of avian flu, which has caused hundreds of deaths since 2003.
Have any of these cases resulted in fatalities, and is there a chance that we're just learning really the tip of the iceberg here in terms of some of the consequences of the cases that have already been described?
Well, there haven't been any fatalities, and the CDC employees that have been exposed to various materials, so far, no illness, no problems. But I do think that the incident that emerged last month, of course, triggered significant reviews CDC-wide. And in the wake of that review, a number of incidents emerged. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised if we hear of other incidents. And I think that one of the things that certainly struck me was that the CDC, while they were quick to say, okay, there haven't been any fatalities and there have been no illnesses among the employees, they really have not downplayed it. And so I feel like they, too, are still asking questions. But I think that part of it is certainly, what Tom Skinner called complacency. Just, and he was even interesting when he was talking about what steps they have to take. It's not simply a matter of, well, we need to review our procedures. He was saying, no, that's not really enough because the procedures are there. They're great procedures. The question is, are these people following them?
And certainly he's admitting that it was a mistake to have these pathogens in unsecured places in CDC facilities. Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gene Bonner is a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting.